Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text, continuing our reading through 1 Peter, especially these verses. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. This is our text. If anyone, any Christian, ever had reason to give up hope because of suffering, it was St. Patrick. Yes, St. Patrick. A man who was born to a Christian family, he lived in Britain around the year AD 389. It was a time when the Roman Empire had shrunk. They had been retracting into Rome. And so Britain was left a country defenseless. What it meant was that St. Patrick and his countrymen were at the mercy of bloodthirsty raiders who swept in from the sea to rob, pillage, and kidnap children for slavery. And St. Patrick was one of those unfortunate children. We associate him with Ireland, but Ireland was the land of his captivity. Because one night, as a teenager, he was dragged off, carried across the sea, the Irish Channel, and he was taken to Ireland. Enslaved as a shepherd, he was forced to live in horrible conditions, often hungry, often cold, threatened by the elements, and abused by his captors. After 6 years of this life in bondage, God led St. Patrick to a boat that rescued him from slavery and brought him home to Britain. A happy ending, reunion with his family. Except that wasn't the end of his story. When St. Patrick was home, out of slavery, living in Britain, God moved him to enter the priesthood. Because he knew the Irish language and the Irish customs, he was also led to return to the land of his captivity. Think about this. St. Patrick, having been rescued from slavery, chose to return to the very people among whom he had suffered. He chose to go to those who had enslaved and abused him. He chose to go to a land of miserable memories. And he returned there not to mock them, not to revile them, not to seek revenge, but in order to bless them. He returned to the land of Ireland to bear witness to the truth and to give a reason for the hope that was within him. In spite of suffering, St. Patrick hoped in Christ, and hoping in Christ, he returned with Christ to those who had been the cause of his suffering. We can learn a lot from St. Patrick, and we can learn from St. Patrick that as Christians, we have hope in spite of suffering. We have hope in spite of suffering. One of the questions that we often have as Christians is how hope and suffering are related to one another. Our hope is not because of our suffering. We don't seek out suffering or look for suffering. Our hope is not in our suffering, but our hope is in spite of our suffering, and you might even say, through our suffering. In fact, Jesus encourages Christians, encourages St. Peter and the first disciples and all of us who follow them. He encourages us that we are to count ourselves worthy when we suffer, of suffering for the name of Christ. We are to rejoice in our sufferings, not because our sufferings save us, but because our sufferings for Christ identify us with him and with his sufferings. This is one of the reasons that St. Peter and the other apostles, when they were arrested because of preaching Christ and beaten for holding fast to his name, when they left, it says they went away rejoicing. rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name of Christ. To suffer for the name of Christ is to be identified with Christ and to be joined with him in his suffering. In our Bible class before the service, it was noted that there is a sense in which suffering for Christ actually can be an encouragement because, A, Christ promised that those who follow him will suffer, so we know even when we are suffering for Christ that his word is true, and also because Christ suffered for us. Our sufferings do not redeem us, but Christ's suffering has redeemed us. Christ suffered for us, and his suffering is our redemption. His suffering is the redemption of St. Patrick, and his suffering is the redemption of all those to whom St. Patrick preached and all those to whom we have opportunity to bear witness. In other words, it is the suffering of Christ that gives meaning and hope to our suffering as well. And of Christ, St. Peter said, "He also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God." Four things to note about what he says. That Christ died for sins makes very clear the evil and wickedness of sin, our sin and the sin of others. It does not say that sin is no big deal, but sin is such a big deal that it required the suffering and death of the man who is God. St. Peter also says that he did this once for all. His suffering and death have taken care of it for all time and for all people. There is one act of atonement for sins, one covering for sins, and that is Christ's death. When he was on the cross, he said, "It is finished." And he meant that the work of saving you and me and of dying for all was there complete. St. Peter says that love covers a multitude of sins, and we can think of the love of Christ on the cross that covers the multitude of our sins and of the sins of the world. St. Peter says that Jesus did this as the righteous one for those who are unrighteous. He is the substitute for sinners. He has taken our place on the cross, and this is the heart of the gospel. You can see here why St. Patrick was so moved and so eager to return to the land of his captivity and proclaim Christ, because he could proclaim the one who suffered for sins, and he could proclaim the death of the righteous for those who were unrighteous. And all this, St. Peter says, Christ did to bring you to God. That is, we do not bring ourselves to God, but it is Christ by his suffering and death and by his resurrection and ascension who brings us to God, who lifts us up, who carries us to the Father in heaven. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the gospel to which we bear witness in our lives. This is the gospel that we can be ready to speak when people ask us about the hope that is within us. And this is the gospel that we can proclaim both when we suffer and to those who are causing our suffering. St. Patrick, who returned to the land of his suffering to proclaim Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who from the cross prayed for those who persecuted him, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." St. Peter, who rejoiced to suffer for the name of Christ and continued to bear witness to Christ even to those who had arrested and beaten him. Yes, we have hope in spite of suffering and a hope that we can continue to confess. And so today we learn to confess with St. Patrick and with St. Peter and with all those who have gone before us, and we can confess our faith in our God, in the strong name of the Trinity, into whom we have been baptized, in whose name we are saved. We can speak with St. Patrick the well-known words of his hymn, "I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three, I bind this day to me forever by power of faith, Christ's incarnation, his baptism in the Jordan River, his cross of death for my salvation, his bursting from the spiced tomb, his riding up the heavenly way, his coming at the day of doom. I bind unto myself today. Salvation is of Christ the Lord. And this is why we have hope in spite of suffering. In Jesus' name.
Amen.